Yo, roll one up. Yo, I think my glass needs a refreshment. We need to get that done.
Everybody wanna peace time.
I hope y'all are enjoying this conversation. It's a very intimate one, but the music always tells the story better.
You gotta make a choice. Show me what you got. This game is not for the weak. That fire's very hot. Sorry, sir, there's none my thing. None my thing. He said no sorry's love. That's how to play this game. So I denied him. Struggle, hungry, what a struggle I was in. So I found a church, hoping that God would forgive me of my sin. Now I'm on my way up, doing myself.
I got it.
Get it, get it, get it, get it done. I'm doing my own thing, don't need your help, no. Get it, get it, get it, get it done. Everybody wanna be a star. You really know who you are.
Yes.
Yo, that's
fine. Yo, dude, well, you brought the track to the table.
Shout Kenny Steven.
Kenny Steven, yes. Because, you know, Kenny Steven is someone that just came out of nowhere. See, that's when the wine starts to get you caught up. You're like, da-da-da. Kenny Steven, the dopest producer. He's from the Inland Empire, Riverside area. Shout out to Kenny Steven. Yes, yes. And his lovely, lovely wife, Adana. Hi, honey sugar. Hey. So, I mean, when you brought this track to my attention, I immediately felt a connection to it.
I know.
I felt like spiritually, God was like, all right, I've heard all of your prayers and your breakdowns in the bathroom stalls crying, damn it. Here, do something with it. What you going to say when you get the mic in your hand? And for me, this was like, this song just made me feel like a rapper. I think inside I'd be trying to think I'm a rapper when I deliver songs.
I said the first when we did State of Emergency and I walked out the session and I went home and I went to sleep. I woke up the next day, listened to the track, and I was just like, man, she was like the female Jay-Z.
Really? Like, oh, because I don't write stuff down.
Rain Woman.
No, because you know what? The reason why I don't write stuff down, my songwriting process is very, very intricate to me because I feel like every day in life I'm experiencing and living and brewing up emotions and feelings and words. And all of those things turn into songs when you get in the booth and when you hear the music. It just takes the right music to spark the right memory to spark a story that may heal other people when they hear it. And that's why I do music, because it heals me when I get it out. Mm. And then I listen back and I'm like, okay, I hope if anything people learn from the message in this song, if there's a message. And usually before I open my mouth, I try to pray for a message to come out. I always say, God, please sing through me, because I know that there's something I want to express, but not every word or every expression that you have inside needs to come out.
Like,
not everything needs to come out all the time or
like,
be shared,
man,
you know what
like,
I mean?
She getting in her praise worship, and I was just like that. It was a real experience, and I think like the audience would appreciate more artists like you.
God is important to my whole experience. I mean, God saved my life, and I don't even get all churchy. I'm just saying, like, there is a creator, you know what I mean? And I personally believe that the creator gave Christ for me in my life, and Christ is coming back to redeem me. In this
Christ
earth, you
Messiah.
Feel me, and everybody else that believes. That's my personal belief, but I still love all of God's creations, and I respect everybody and their beliefs, because we don't know, but I just choose this particular belief system because it's been proven to me in my own personal studies and journeys and searching, and I've searched enough things to know what feels true for me, and I've chosen that, but it's only right that I give credit to where credit's due, which is my creator. Who gives me life through Christ, who gives me talent and gives me the curious spirit that asks questions and lives life and experiences things so that I can then maybe one day write about it.
I hear you. You know, that's real artistry, is living life first. and really going through the human experience.
Yeah.
And then if you have the words to write it down or, you know, just freestyle and put that out there, yeah. It's there. It's attainable. You know, not Absolutely. Everyone has a voice, but not everyone is meant to use it in yeah. certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, much like how you have layers to your artistry, there's levels and layers to life.
Yeah.
And you've definitely walked on stars, you know, like, so.
I know. We won't even start to get into talking about when I was a celebrity publicist and a celebrity assistant.
We're not here to focus on that. We're here to focus on your new EP. I know. EP.
So my new EP, LP. Your I new call it single, an EP, LP. Like, yes, that was my single, a little preview of my single, Get It Done. And I don't even really want to call it a single because I'm not going to just, like, release that individually. But I am doing a visual for Get It Done because I feel like Get It Done.
Are you teasing us?
No, I feel like Get It Done was like my mantra for this past season of my life. It's like, you want to do something, get it done. Stop talking about it. Just do it. Get it done.
And
I just remember, I wasn't even intentional about this. I just remember every time I felt like going to the studio, I did over a year's time last year. It's like every time I felt like I had free time because I was doing a lot of work in the business that I own. And every time I had personal free time, I just went to the recording studio. And before I knew it, I had damn near an EP done. But then I was experiencing new emotions and feelings. And so I wanted to write some stuff. And I'm, you know, there's going to be like 8 tracks on this new EP, LP. I call it EP LP, Get It Done, which comes out April 20th. You know, I'm going to share some very intimate stuff about me. There's a song on there called The Right Way where I share about my adulterous affair with someone. And how it's like, I know what's right and I want to do things the right way. I don't want to do things the wrong way. So this needs to be done, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a song called Breathe where I'm talking about not slapping up on a mug.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm slapping up on a mug real fast. I'm letting them know. Okay, I can't get it all. So if you want to know more, follow me at sheisnewday.com and that's she is N-U-D-A-I, newday.com, N-U-D-A-I. So she is N-U-D-A-I.com. Check me out. Everything you need to know is right there. Reach out to me. Let's connect. But I'm excited for this project. It came out of nowhere. So it's just a passion project. And I hope people vibe with it. I want people to light this up. On 420, I want people to light a joint up and just vibe with me on this album. And Stylus is on 2 of those songs as well.
Not to toot my horn.
Yes. And shout out once again to Kenny Steason, Corey, the dope guitarist who played some instrumentals with me. I did produce this album myself as well. So you guys get to feel and see and taste and touch. But I hope you'll rock with me. I plan on doing these these cannabis and Chardonnay podcast at least twice a week. So on the next episode, I'm gonna let you guys know how my music video went. And I'm gonna have a special guest there. I'll let you know about it soon enough. Thank you, Stylus, for joining
me.
How can the people get in touch with you? They need to know more about you.
Well, you know, I have all the social media platforms, but just to consolidate things, you can go to www.tostylis.com. That's tostylis.com.
You have an album coming out too, don't you?
Yeah, it's called Gamma.
Yeah, so you guys can learn all about Gamma on his website, tostylis.com. That's stylus with no T, just STYLIS. And stay tuned. Subscribe if you're new. I hope you guys will rock with me. I will be talking about current issues, my thoughts about it. I want to vibe with you guys. Let me know that you're listening. If you enjoy it, share it. And I hope to see you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.